Talk about today is running 32-bit applications in an AMD 64 environment in Linux. Now, recently I picked up an AMD 64 bare bones kit for a pretty low price, and I installed Kubuntu Linux on it. And for the most part, I'm really happy with it. It runs really well. I could see a real increase in processing, and it seems just a really much quicker environment than my old x86 environment. Now, why would you want to run 32-bit applications in a 64-bit environment? Well, I'll give you a couple of reasons. The biggest one being is that not everything has been ported over to 64-bit Linux, including certain packages. The biggest being plugins used for your browser. Now, I'm a primarily Firefox browser user. I checked out the 64-bit version of it, and there is no Flash for AMD 64 available. So what it has Ganache, which is an open source implementation of Flash. While it's a good idea that they're doing this, it falls short of actually being usable in everyday websites. You go to websites and it doesn't render correctly, the video might not play. It's not quite there is what I'm saying. So what can you do? Well, you can run the 32-bit version of Firefox. Now, to do this, there's a couple different ways of running a 32-bit application in a 64-bit environment. I'm going to be primarily dealing with Kubuntu, which is a Debian derivative. There's two main ways of doing this. There's the more difficult way of doing it and the quick and dirty way of doing it. The quick and dirty way of doing it is taking the 32-bit application from the command line, do sudo dpkg -i -force -architecture space the package name .deb for the Debian file. What this will do will tell the system to force to take the 32-bit application and install it on your system. Now, if you're going to go this route, you're going to need an IA32 lib to run this. So it's pretty easy to do. You could do from the AMD from command line. You could do apt-cache search IA32. You should see a couple packages. You can install the libraries. It's fairly easy, fairly quick and dirty. Now, unfortunately, this might not work for all applications that are out there. You can take the source code of a 32-bit application and compile it yourself. That'll definitely work. Plus, there are some scripts that people have run, some community-developed ways of installing 32-bit apps into a 64-bit environment. The biggest one that I'm aware of is the Automatics suite, which is developed by the Ubuntu user community. What it is a really easy way to set up a whole bunch of applications and codecs in the Ubuntu distributions. Really fast, really simple. You download the Automatics package, you fire it up, and then you can go and click on what apps and what codecs you want installed in your system. Automatics will then go and update your app sources list file, and it'll point them to all the third-party repositories that you're going to need, and then it'll go about downloading and installing all of them. And this is a really, really, really great application to do that. Unfortunately, Mozilla Firefox is not part of the Automatics suite. But there are other applications that are the 32-bit versions, Skype being one of them. There's a few other ones that are in there, so that's really good to use. If you want to use Mozilla, if you're an Ubuntu user, I'll include a link on the show notes that'll point you to a thread where someone has created a script that you can download and install. And basically what it'll do is it'll download and install the 32-bit version of of Firefox, which, you know, very recent version. I think it's one of the last versions. And it'll have all your codecs pre-installed. It'll have Flash pre-installed. It'll have the Java runtime environment pre-installed. And it'll also have the mPlayer plugin so that you can play back a whole slew of multimedia files in your 32-bit environment for Firefox. Now, the method I described before, using the force architecture command with dpkg, I installed the 32-bit of Opera because there is no 64-bit version available. Opera is not free and open source software. It's freeware. In other words, it's free to use if you download it from the Opera people. They just don't release a source code and it's not freely distributed, you know, via an open source license such as the GPL or BSD license and other similar free and open source licenses. Now, the more difficult way of doing this is installing a whole 32-bit runtime environment in your 64-bit system. If you want to go this route, it's a little more involved. There are how-tos out on the web. I'll provide some links to those in Debian and in Ubuntu, and I think there's one for Gentoo too. I'll put it out there on the show note links. Basically, what it involves is you're going to be creating an empty directory using changeroot. And then what you're going to do is you're going to do a dbootstrap command to this new directory. And then you're going to go and create a whole bunch of libraries paths in your changeroot. And then you're going to link them to your current library path. So you're going to have 32-bit links in your library path to this changeroot environment. And then what you're going to do is you're going to create mount points in your file system. And then you're going to mount them. And then what will happen is you'll go and point to the 32-bit apt-get repositories. And then you'll be able to go into the apt-get repositories from there and install any 32-bit applications using this 32-bit environment that you've built. So I'll provide notes for that. I have to say my experience has been pretty good using AMD 64 and Kubuntu. For the most part, I'd say a good 95 to 98% of the applications I currently use. I use the 64-bit native versions, and they work fine. There's just a couple of applications, the biggest one being Firefox. Like I said, there is a version of Firefox for 64, but the plugins are not compiled for the 64-bit version and doesn't work all that great. So I've been running the 32-bit version of Firefox, and it works fantastic. I'm sure this whole issue will eventually go away as more and more people migrate over to the AMD 64 system. It's fantastic, and it's good to see that newer applications developed will take advantage of the architecture, the platform architecture, and eventually this whole issue will be moot. Now, looking back at some of the old documents going back the last year or so, it seems that there were a lot more applications that didn't have 64-bit native versions, but the number has decreased immensely. One of the big ones I noticed was OpenOffice. I guess in 2005 there was no 64-bit version of OpenOffice, but there is now. And that works. It works the same. Like I said, all these applications, they all work the same for the most part. And that's basically it. So this is Pat. You've been listening to Twat Radio, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.